Good morning. Yes, it is still morning, 10:23 a.m. on Saturday, August the 12th, 2017. I think that's the date. I'm pretty sure that's the date. It's, Saturday, August 12th, 2017. It's a late start for me today, and I'm paying the price already. I just walked the last half mile with the sun beating on my back, and it's hot. It's sometimes odd to think of just how hot it is, because we are so high in the air. There's not much atmosphere above us. So there's not a lot of insulation between us and the sun here. So the reason that I'm late, there's two factors. One, I forgot to take my meds last night. So I got very little sleep. I went to bed and I fell asleep pretty quickly, but I woke up with a blinding headache around 3 a.m. And I was like, oh, no, don't tell me I'm getting sick. Then I realized that the headache was right in the back of my skull, right where I usually get a headache if I forget to take my pills. Now, I was pretty sure I'd taken my pills, but my headache said, no, not so much. So I got up, got my pills. Sure enough, I had forgotten to take them last night. And I dubbed around for a little while. Went back to bed about 4:30. Now, I usually get up around 5. So I was going to bed when I usually get up. And luckily, I slept for a couple of hours. It was 7:30 before I got up. But that pushed everything back. And then I discovered that my phone, which I need to record this podcast, didn't have enough juice in it to make it around the loop. So I plugged the phone in again and put it on airplane mode so it wouldn't spend a lot of energy trying to connect to anything. And I came back. I had 50% when I started. I'm down 3% already. Something's not quite copacetic here. I'm not exactly sure if it's AT&T dropping the link, or it keeps trying to connect to my router and can't, or what. But it does this periodically, so I'm not terribly concerned about it. I just need to make sure that I get it a good charge over the course of today. Put it on airplane mode when I plug it in tonight. But that took a couple of hours. And I still have a headache. Back of my head still feels like somebody clocked me with a 2x4. But that's what happens when I forget to take my pills. It takes a couple doses to get back on track. So I haven't got any writing done today. I didn't get my 2,000 words in yesterday. I haven't gotten any writing in this morning. I can barely focus. You know what? One day at a time. Every day is a new chance to do what you didn't do yesterday, to do correctly what you did incorrectly yesterday. Yesterday's gone. Can't do anything about it. All I can do is today. So we'll do today. We'll do what we can today. We'll do tomorrow. We'll do the next day. Keep moving. So tonight is going to be a late night, so I suspect I'll be able to get my words in after everything has settled for the day. I'm going to have to be up till 11. Kid has to work until 11. So I'll probably be up until midnight, which is not a great way to get caught up on my missed sleep. Well, maybe I'll take a nap this afternoon, I don't know. We're going to do Chinese takeout for dinner tonight. I don't feel like cooking, and the kid who doesn't like Chinese takeout won't be here for dinner, so, okay. Moving along. Little flies, a whole herd of them. So that's about it for today. That's about all I have to talk about. I'm not sure I've got anything else that's preying on my mind. Yesterday I talked about... yesterday was Friday. It was the second Friday of the month, so a blog post for Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers was about this pervasive myth that if you're self-published, if you're an indie published author, if you're self-published, and I realize that those are actually two separate categories. While every self-published author is indie, every indie published author is not self-published, because small presses are considered independent presses. And so people who... Good morning. So people who publish there are frequently referred to as indie authors. But one of the canards is that if you self-publish, then you have to spend 10% of your time writing, 90% of your time marketing, which is just bullshit. It's just bullshit. Because, you know, podcasters are sort of the same boat, but indie self-published authors are content creators. And yes, our audiences want new content. But what they want is new stories. What they want is new books. What they want is stuff that they can read. What they don't necessarily care all that much about are interesting blog posts or quality links or all the rest of the stuff that sort of gets lumped into content creation, as if all content is the same, as if all content is fungible, and it doesn't really matter if I publish a novel or publish a blog post or put out a tweet about something that's not even vaguely resembling something in my universe. Because it's interesting, it's fun, it's humorous, it's anything but what people want to hear from me. Coming up on it, say it with me. Monk post. I should listen to see if that sound, sound comes across. I think it does. I think it has to, because I've heard a lot of background noises. Spot checking the audio, I don't. I make it a point not to try to listen to each one, just because I don't want to listen to it. It will tempt me to be a little more self-editing, and I don't want to self-edit. Custom disposal, okay. There's a trailer parked alongside the road down there on the side street. It's got a barbecue in it. A couple of other things, not thinking. What is that? Barbecue, portable barbecue kit? So you can do some cute. No, it's a 1-800 got junk truck. That sounds is somebody running an edger alongside the driveway. Tedious sound. And somebody had some trash out, obviously. It was quite odorous. One might even say malodorous. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I'm grinding through this long 4/10 of a mile in the direct sun. And my semi-regular reminder of why I don't walk this late in the morning outdoors. And frankly, if it hadn't been for dog days of podcasting, I probably wouldn't have done it. I probably would have done something like put on my sneakers and walked on a treadmill. But, you know what? I'm doing it. Almost done. I gotta go back and figure out something to have for brunch. Everybody's up and about now this morning already. Kid has to go to work at 2. Given everybody something to eat here is probably in the cards. It's a little early to be thinking about lunch. It's a little late to be thinking about breakfast. So Saturday brunch, okay, let's see. I wonder if anybody's interested. I had some peanut butter toast early. Well, not early, because I didn't eat when I got up at 3. I postponed that joy until 7:30 when I got up a second time. I did go back to bed. I was a little concerned that I might not actually fall asleep, but I did go back to bed. Oh, stand up, stand up. Straighten your back. I find myself leaning forward. I find myself slumping in. And it hurts my neck. It hurts my back. Every joint makes a sound now, so I sound like a skeleton walking along. Clickety, 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 clickety. I'm sure that sound doesn't come across, but I flex my shoulders and I hear it snap in the back. Doing push-ups, I hear my elbows. Actually, I think it's more my shoulders, but still sound. Doing my weights, my shoulders definitely make click sounds. Yes, this is warm. Just saying. Good morning. Jogger up behind. Good morning. And let's see. Walking along the side of the park, we're making this last northern turn here. It's one of those spiny white poppies, or white spiny poppies, or whatever they are. They really stand out when they're blossomed. They sort of blend in when they're not. Big anthill right there. Yeah, the season has turned. If there were any doubt, the season has turned. The season has turned. It's showing up now in terms of grass has gone to seed. The thistles are all pretty much gone by. Oh. Good morning. One of the spiny poppies with its blooms spread for the sun. It might be one of the flowers that closes up at night, I don't know. In the morning when I see it, they rarely have any flower opening at all, but both of the ones that I've seen this morning have their petals spread wide. Tomba his arms wide. Bird action here on the lawn this morning. On the park lawn, it's not my lawn. My lawn is still, I think, still enjoying the water from the other day. Kind of wish I'd let them do the aeration. I need to lay in some flags so I could tack the sprinkler heads. Ah, yes. Well, here I am at the back gate in the cool shade. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.